Acid. Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
A little bit later than usual on the air. We had a little bit of connection trouble with Intergalactic FM HQ, but here we are from Amsterdam. Let me turn this record off. That is a little bit worn out, as you could hear, one of the more mangled copies in my 7-inch collection. Cosmic Overdrive 131, the first... shall we call it spring episode? It was a nice spring weather outside today. And we're going to do another round of 7 inches. And we started this one off with The Small Faces from 1967, Rolling Over, the B-side of the Lazy Sunday 7-inch, which was a big hit for The Small Faces in the 67. From the Ogden's Not Gone Flake album. This track was also on there, but I personally have heard that other track a little bit too much, and this B-side is also a very excellent track. The only problem is it sounds like shit because it's been played so many times, and there is absolutely no bass in it. I don't know what the hell they did when they recorded this, but the bass had to be added from the DJ mixer, so it may have sounded a little strange. We're going to play a few more 60s tracks on the beginning of this show. Let's do a nice 60s revival here, and the next one is going to go 2 years back, even from 67. 1965 from Birmingham is the next band, so-called Brum Beat. I don't know if it really existed, but it sounds good. The band is called The Fortunes, and the track is called You've Got Your Troubles, I've Got Mine.
De blauwe zon speelt het blikken harmonieorkest in een grote regenton. Daar trekt over de heuvels en door het grote bos de lange stoet de bergen in van het circus Jeroen Bos. En we praten en we zingen en we lachen allemaal, want daar achter de hoge bergen ligt het land van Maas en Waal. Een kater voorop, daarachter twee konijnen met een trechter op hun kop. En dan de grote snoes aan, die legt een glazen ei. Wanneer je het schudt, dan sneeuwt het op de Egmondse abdij. Ik reik een meisje mijn koperen hand, dan komen er twee moren met hun slepen in de hand. Dan blaast er de fanfare ter ere van de schaar, die trouwt met de vingerhoed, ze houden van elkaar. En onder de purperen hemel, in de bruine zon, speelt nog steeds het harmonieorkest in een grote regenton. Daar trekt over de heuvels en door het grote bos de lange stoet de bergen in van het circus Jeroen Bos. En we praten en we zingen en we lachen allemaal, want daar achter de hoge bergen ligt het land van Maas en Waal. We zijn aan de koning van Spanje ontsnapt, die hapt ons in zijn bed en de provisiekast betrapt. We staken alle kerken met brandewijn in brand, het is koud vuur dus het geeft niet en het komt niet in de krant. Het leed is geleden, de horizon schijnt, wanneer de doden dronken zijn en bierlala verdwijnt. Dan steken we de loftrompet en ook de dikke traag, en eten s'avonds zandgebak op het feestje bij Klaasvaart. De gouden hemel, in de zilveren zon, speelt altijd het harmonieorkest in een grote regenton. Daar trekt over de heuvels en door het grote bos
De stoet voorgoed de bergen in van het circus Jeroen Bos. En we praten en we zingen en we lachen. Het land van Maas en Waal. Van Maas en Waal. Van Maas en Waal. Van Maas en Waal.
Ah, fantastic. Dutch Hoompa psychedelic music from 1967, one of my favorite Dutch tracks of all time, with lyrics by Lennart Nijg, one of our greatest song lyric writers that we ever had here in Holland. The artist was Boudewijn de Groot, and the track was called Het Land van Maas en Waal. He's one of our best, what do you call those people? Singers, singers, songwriters, something like that. He's still active, and this track is, it's a Dutch classic, I would say. It's from '67. It's based on a children's story, according to the artist himself, that his parents read to him when he was young, and it's kind of about a fantasy world. But you know, it came out in '67, and well, there are other things that you can think about this track as well. That I don't know, maybe he took a bit too much acid when he wrote it. I don't know, but it fit very well with the times. Let's say it that way. And it was actually also released in England. I don't remember what his artist name was, but the name of the track was Land at Rainbow's End. And it's basically an English translation of this track, but it didn't do well. And I don't know why, because it's original. I love the instrumentation of this track. It's really cool. And I actually have the same thing with the track I played before by The Searchers, which is, you know, in the day it was pop music, but if you listen how that stuff is recorded on, you know, the equipment they had in those days, it was probably recorded on I don't know, 2-track, maybe 4-track. And, you know, to cram all that stuff in there, a lot of it was had to be played live, and all very primitive recording equipment, and the way the vocals, the vocal harmonies work there, and the way all the trumpets and all the copper stuff comes in, it it really gives it a nice dramatic effect. Anyway, I one of the reasons I love 60s recording. So let's do another one. Let's do another Dutchie. This guy, I'm going to play the record next from. You can still see him walking down the street here and there, and he's still on TV sometimes. He hasn't changed in about 50 years. He was a hippie. He is still a hippie. He has bright red hair now, which is probably not his own color anymore. He is one of Holland's biggest advocates of weed smoking, and this was his big hit. He became the Dutch Bob Dylan with it, but well, he only had this one hit. He tried a few more times, but it never really worked anymore. But this one is a Dutch classic. The name of the singer is Armand, and the track is called Ben Ik Te Min.
Wil je blijven? Oké. Het heeft toch geen enkele zin als je me maar niet ziet als het jochie met de rozen. Want dan stort je hele droomwereld in. Jij was, zoals ze dat noemden, het idealistische type. Maar daar heb je nu verrekt weinig meer van. Je bent zo materialistisch als ik. Maar hoe wil je het in godsnaam anders dan? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne? Thank you. toch wil je blijven. Maar je pa die wil het niet. Ik denk dat je beter kunt gaan. En je moeder, die doe je ook veel verdriet. Als je thuis komt zal ze zeggen, wat doe je me aan? Jouw moeder, die ik moest aanhoren met haar achterlijk gezwam over de studie van je broer. En dat je pa zo'n succesvol zakenman was. Met andere woorden, wat ben jij een boer, maar ben ik daarom te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne? Kijk uit, je bent het niet gewend om te vreten van de straat. Als je lichamelijk maar niet belangrijk vindt, want dat is het in feite niet waar het om gaat. En als je het aan kunt, nou, kom dan gerust weer. En anders, dan donder je maar op. Want het is echt niet dat ik niet om je geef. Maar zo duw je je hoofd in een strop. Maar ben ik nou te min? Ben ik te min omdat je ouders meer poen hebben dan de mijne? Ben ik te min? Ben ik te min omdat je pa in een grotere kar rijdt dan de mijne?
In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. Men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
From the king of slogans, as we can call him, Billy Bragg and the world turned upside down. From a four-track EP from 1984, Between the Wars. That was released in England as a support record for the miners' strikes, which is also where all the money went. At least that's what it says on the sleeve. You never know if that really happened, but knowing Billy Bragg, it probably did. But anyway, four protest songs. And the funny thing is that this is an older track, which was kind of suiting very well in the 80s. And it's one of those tracks that you can play it in any time. And there will always be circumstances somewhere that it will fit. So it's kind of a timeless track. Anyway, enough of all the politics, the guitars, the slogans and the yelling in the microphone. Let's make a slogan of a quite a different sort. Here is Transvolta.
Hello everybody, I am the disco computer. Would you like to dance with me? Yes, I'd like you to take me home. I could care for everything, right into your living room. I've got the lights, I've got the music, I make the drinks all right. One, two, three. Every day.
I don't know who the A&R guy was in 1978 at Rifi Records in Italy. Where else, I would say. Who decided that this was going to be a great 7-inch and this would actually stand a chance of A, being played on the radio, and B, maybe even become a hit single. I don't know. But I have to salute him for that, because it is a great, 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 great track. I really love the way this is put together. I Signori della Galassia and Archaeopteryx. It's also the track is also on their album. I know everybody always talks about that Iceman track that they did, and especially the Iceman 12-inch. And yes, yes, blah blah. It's really good, but for me, this is. This is so much better. This is it's one of those weird records that has kind of Italo and disco influences, but you can also hear that the Signori were before that more like into progressive rock than into disco, and it's a bit the same as Goblin has also those both those influences, and it makes for fascinating music. That's all I have to say. Anyway, let's stay in Italy. Let's stay in Italy. Why not? We're gonna do another 6 minute 7-inch. Why pay big bucks for the 12-inch when for the little bit of that money you can have the 7-inch that I think has the same length as the 12-inch. I don't know how they managed to do it, but let's hear if it has any decent quality or not. Brand image. And Are You Loving from 7-inch on German Six Records. We'll be right back. Yes, amazing track from a flexi disc, and this actually sounded better than some of the 60s 7 inches that I played earlier. So I don't know if that's because of the 7 inches are so bad, or this flexi disc is actually a really, really good sounding flexi disc. I have some other flexis that don't match this sound quality. The track was Moon Machine, a previously unreleased song from Jean-Michel Jarre, and I think it's been included in a release since, probably I don't know, compilations or B-sides or whatever, but at the time this was an unreleased track. It sounds to me like a leftover track from maybe the Zuluk sessions or something. It's let me look on the disc. The disc is, of course, still spinning, so I can't look at it. But I know it was from a flexi that came with a keyboard magazine. And let me look at the date here. March 1986. I actually bought this in March 1986. And one of the reasons was because this flexi disc came with it. Because at the time, I was still a big Jean-Michel Jarre fan. That kind of stopped not that long after this, because then came the Rendezvous album, and I didn't really like that. And I don't know, for me the momentum of Jarre kind of stopped there. But anyway, I was always surprised when I heard this track that it was not included on Zuluk, because I think it would have been one of the better tracks. I really, really like the way this builds up, and it's great that it was actually a free track on a flexi disc, and on the B side of the flexi disc is something completely different. Is a demo for the, I think it's the Kurzweil 250 or the K250, which is some preset. I don't even call those things synthesizers anymore. They just have a bunch of samples from real instruments in them, and there's little pieces of cocktail jazz and all kinds of other trash on there. The B-side is definitely not worth playing. So we're going to quickly move on. We stay in the 80s, and we stay with the keyboards this time. 1984 we go, and the 7-inch that we are going to play is Love's Great Adventure by Ultravox.
Straight adventure. I spoke
Regen en Aarde. Beautiful, beautiful 7-inch. From what I think is one of the great Dutch talents of today. It's a guy named Distel. And he released this 7-inch last year on Enfant Terrible, on the Petit Enfant series. And I have heard that there is an album in the pipeline. So let's hope so, because I really like the way he makes the lyrics and the atmospherics, and they are still actual songs. It's really easy to make a kind of a dark ambient stuff, but it's a lot more difficult to actually turn it into a song, and that's what Distel is good in. And I've heard only two or three tracks from him that he has released, but I am already a fan. Anyway, let's stay in Holland for the next 7-inch. It's a bit older than this, but actually not that much older. From a time when there were not many 7-inches released, especially in electronic music. Now it's all hip again to do 7-inches, but there was a time when it wasn't. And from that time comes this 7-inch from a Dutch label that is not active anymore, I think. I haven't seen anything or heard anything in quite a while. The label was called Eat This Records. And I don't know, the 7-inch is called Kai Noisa, and I don't know if that's the title of the EP or a sub-label or whatever. It's all very mysterious. The record is from 2001, and our good friends Ork Electronique and Lego Welt have the A-side and the B-side, so it's rather relatively early material from both of them. And I'm going to play you the Ork Electronique track, which is called Sebastopol Metro.
Thank you.
Have a feeling that every time I play this, I'm going a little more deaf than I was before, but I do it with love, because you have to play this one loud, 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 loud as you possibly can. If you're wearing headphones, then even louder, because the glorious noise of the Jesus and Mary Chain, Upside Down. There are not many records that can be credited with starting an entire musical style, but this one, I don't know exactly when it came out anymore. 85, I think. 86, maybe. I think 85. Creation number 12, original 7-inch. And this one started, of course, the whole shoegaze genre, which is currently coming back in a very, very big way. So I am very thankful for that, because you can never have enough noisy guitars. I had to play this, the Jesus and Mary Chain, because it's one of my favorite 7-inches of all time, and certainly in my collection. And I see that we are coming up to the time already, so we have time just for one more quickie. This is from a guy who is no longer among us, which was not very strange when you saw his lifestyle. He was one of the original American junkies, just like a big part of the rest of the band was. The band he came from was, of course, the New York Dolls, and the main junkie from the New York Dolls was Johnny Thunders. And here he is in a track together with vocalist Patty Paladin, and the track is called Crawfish. Cosmic Overdrive 131. Is at the end, and I'll see you next week for Cosmic Overdrive 132. Goodbye.